With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The president's tariff wars are starting to pay off. President Trump says he'll divert some tariff revenues to U.S. farmers. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president's tariff policies have financially hurt some American farmers, and he plans to give them help.
We're going to take some of that tariff money that we made, we're going to give it to our farmers, who are for a little while going to be hurt until it kicks in, the tariffs kick into their benefit.
During his first term, U.S. farmers also endured a drop in demand, and the Trump administration helped to rescue them financially. Greg Clugston, The White House.
This morning, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the United Nations General Assembly. He rebuked European countries like France and Great Britain for officially recognizing a so-called Palestinian state in the Middle East. In protest, some UN delegates walked out during the prime minister's speech. President Trump issued a warning to the radical left on Thursday, warning its acts of political violence could eventually lead to a violent response.
The right is a lot tougher than the left, but the right's not doing this. They're not doing it, and they better not get them energized, because it won't be good for the left. And I don't want to see that happen either. I'm the president of all the people.
The president made his remarks in response to the shooting at the ICE facility in Dallas. For 2 weeks, Memphis has been bracing for an influx of National Guard troops after President Trump announced his intention to deploy them to that city. Today, residents finally learn more about the plan. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee says an influx of additional federal law enforcement agents will focus on crime in Memphis starting next week. National Guard members will not make arrests and will not be armed. On Wall Street, the Dow adding 358 points, the NASDAQ composite up 77. This is SRN News. The Missouri Supreme Court hears a transgender case. SRN's Michael Harrington with that report.
The justices are considering the constitutionality of a new state law that bars children from undergoing sex change operations or puberty-blocking drugs. In defending the statute, Missouri Solicitor General Louis Capozzi pointed to the ruling this summer by the U.S. Supreme Court that approved a similar law in Tennessee. A growing number of states are passing legislation to keep kids from undergoing irreversible surgeries to live as the opposite sex. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Polls indicate that amongst women who say they oppose abortion for religious reasons, some still terminate their pregnancies. But women affiliated with a conservative Protestant faith are less likely to have an abortion than Catholics or mainland Protestants. That's according to research by Professor Amy Adams Sizek of City University in New York. This is SRN News. A big meeting has been called for top U.S. military commanders.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has summoned hundreds of the military's top generals, admirals, and advisors for a meeting next week at the Marine Corps base in Quantico, Virginia. The directive did not offer a reason for the gathering, and people familiar with the matter described the move as unusual. The plan was first reported by the Washington Post and confirmed by at least three sources to the Associated Press. The Pentagon's top spokesman, Sean Parnell, also confirmed that Hegseth will be addressing his senior military leaders early next week. I'm Jennifer King.
An Arizona jury has convicted a man accused of killing eight people during a shooting spree in the Metro Phoenix area in 2017. Cleophas Cooksey Jr.'s trial came more than 7 years after the killings due to repeated delays caused by the pandemic. The sentencing portion of the trial begins on Monday. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.